This goes to Ms. Caitlin, K-A-T-E-L-I-N, Geitman, G-E-I-T-M-A-N, P-A-C, fax 989-775-1640, regarding Carol, middle initial D like Dawn Smith. Date of birth is February 17th of 1937. Dear Ms. Geitman, this is a telemedicine follow-up visit for Mrs. Smith with stage 4 chronic kidney disease, congestive heart failure, hypertension, and diabetic nephropathy. Her last visit was April 18th of this year. She complains of severe leg pain that is caused by low back pathology. And her son reported that she is on a new pain medicine, oxycodone 5 milligram twice a day, which appears to be helping without causing excessive constipation or other side effects. Many medications have been changed since her last visit, including Effexor XR was stopped, Losartan was increased from 25 milligram to 50 milligram daily, Lasix was stopped, and instead she was started on metolazone 2.5 milligram once daily, and her edema is almost completely gone at this point. She's on Requip 0.5 milligram at bedtime. The IMDR is the same. She's on low-dose Eliquis 2.5 twice a day. She's on Levemir, but the dose is down to 20 units in the morning. Novolog, regular insulin before meals or snacks as needed. Metoprolol is up to 50 milligram twice a day. She has albuterol inhaler as needed. Iron was discontinued, oral iron. She's still on aspirin 81 milligram daily, and allopurinol has been increased to 100 milligram once daily. She has lost 37 pounds over the last 4 months. She's limiting caloric intake, and this is she's doing it on purpose. She's not losing weight for unexplained reasons. She denies nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no chest pain or palpitations. She does have chronic shortness of breath, a non-productive cough, occasional wheezing. She does have oxygen to use at home if her oxygen saturation level is less than 90, and she does generally use it at night. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. She also has a CPAP that she uses at night for sleeping. No skin rashes or bruises, and no falling. Physical exam, weight is 175 pounds. Blood pressure is 124 over 49. And labs, most recent lab studies were done July 14th of 2022. Creatinine was improved at 1.8. That leaves her estimated GFR 27, but it was 24 previously. The calcium was up to 10.6 with an albumin of 4.0. So we asked her to stop all calcium and vitamin D supplements, which she has done. Sodium 137, potassium 4.4, carbon dioxide 28. Glucose was 161, hemoglobin 12.1 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, stage 4 chronic kidney disease with slightly improved creatinine levels and diabetic nephropathy. That is well controlled, and it's actually improved control with the weight loss. Hypertension, currently well controlled. Congestive heart failure with no edema. The patient will continue to have monthly lab studies done. She'll follow a low-salt diabetic diet, and she'll be rechecked by this practice in 4 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.